Punjab Information Minister Asma Bukhari has stated that Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif is soon going to announce another major piece of good news. In a press conference in the provincial capital, Asma Bukhari elaborated on the public relief provided by the government, economic stability, and the steps taken by the administration. She said that after Eid ul-Fitr, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif announced a reduction in electricity prices, which will be extremely beneficial for the public during the hot summer months. She mentioned that this relief was given at the right time, and the government achieved a great feat by convincing the IMF. She also shared that soon, the Prime Minister will announce another big good news. The provincial minister criticized the opposition, stating that those who had vested interests in IPPs and power companies cannot tolerate the public relief. Discussing the performance of the Punjab government, she mentioned that Ramadan utility markets saved the public 1.1 billion rupees, where purchases worth 3.57 billion rupees were made. 28,000 citizens received goods worth 30 million rupees through free home delivery from these markets. By August, 13 new utility markets will be established, and the existing markets will be converted to solar energy at a cost of 690 million rupees. She said that wherever Maryam Nawaz sees public interest, projects will be launched. Under the Sahulat on the Go pilot program, mobile utility centers will be set up at 14 locations. The government is also focused on cleanliness, availability of medicines, and job provision. Asma Bukhari further stated that 1 billion rupees were spent to provide jobs to 100,000 people, and a structured cleanliness system was implemented during Eid. Criticizing the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government, she said corruption stories are widely known in the province. She also expressed concern over Gondapur's statement about spending 75 crore rupees on the party. Continuing her statement, she pointed out the deteriorating situation in health, education, and infrastructure in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and mentioned evidence of corruption in the purchase of basic equipment such as hand gloves. She raised questions about the misallocation of funds in wheat procurement, the misuse of funds in the name of mosques, and the alleged misuse of pension funds. The provincial minister termed the politics over water distribution as unfortunate, and stated that instead of addressing the issue at rallies, Bilawal Bhutto should take on a responsible role. At the end of the press conference, she expressed concerns over the environment in theaters, and said that discussions had taken place with the chief minister regarding this issue. She further accused the theaters of attempting to blackmail her and threatening legal action.